In Gauteng and the Western Cape, this is Classic Business.
Well, one of the most fascinating stories in science at the moment is everyone waving goodbye to Opportunity. Opportunity, that Mars rover that really had us all after 15 years into its interplanetary mission. The Mars rover's team made its last attempt to contact Opportunity on Tuesday night, and it went unanswered. And then overnight, NASA confirmed that the mission is officially over. The agency held a news conference to detail the results of recovery efforts since a dust storm encircled Mars last year. And for more than a decade, Opportunity has been an icon in the field of planetary exploration, teaching us about Mars's ancient red surface, which wasn't always that way. I'm joined now by Carla Sharp, the founding director of the Space Development Agency of South Africa. She's got an MBA from the International Space University and is currently working on her PhD in space studies at UCT, a founding member, as I said, of the South African Space Association, and currently serves on the management committee of both the Association and Women in Aerospace Africa, and is also responsible for business management at the Square Kilometre Array. So, steeped in science, evening, Carla. How do you feel at this moment?
Hi there. Well, a little. We've been, like you say, watching Opportunity's lifespan over the last 15 years, and it is sad to say goodbye.
Now, the mission was supposed to be 90 days initially, but it lasted more than 14 years. How did this change our understanding of the Martian landscape and its geology and atmosphere and history?
Well, the main thing that Opportunity discovered was that initially that there was signs of liquid, possibly liquid water on Mars from the past. But before it finished its mission, it confirmed categorically that there was liquid water on Mars and that it did have a very different climate. And this changes how we look at Mars moving forward and the questions that we ask moving forward.
It's certainly driven and powered the story around SpaceX and Elon Musk and his singular mission to get people to colonize Mars as a backup, because we don't seem to be doing a very good job here on Earth. In terms of the significance of the mission to capture the public attention and really generate awareness in the field of space exploration and that kind of science, I mean, that value is almost incalculable, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, space programs rely in large on public funding. So the public being aware of what's going on, the benefits from space travel, and why it's important is essential for these programs to keep moving forward. And I think the outpouring of emotion with the closing off of Opportunity's mission is a testament to that program's awareness and education benefit, that it's captured the spirit of so many all around the world.
Now, your current job is as a business manager at the Square Kilometre Array project in South Africa, which certainly had a great deal of publicity when it first started. It has died down somewhat. What's the latest exciting news from the SKA? What are you working on at the moment?
Well, I think the big exciting news, of course, was the completion of the construction of the Meerkat telescope and the wonderful image everyone saw that we made from the center of our galaxy. We're working on the science modes of the telescope, and scientists from around the world and South Africa are now doing science with the telescope. We're working towards now the next phase, which will be SKA-1. A further 133 dishes will be built by the International SKA project, and those will ultimately be integrated with Meerkat to form a great new radio telescope, the best of its kind, here in South Africa.
How is that powered? Are you grid-tied?
We are grid-tied. We can't have solar power too close to the telescope because it actually interferes, as we are a radio telescope, so we can't have any kind of interference. But we support, greatly supportive of these projects that feed into the grid from which we pull.
Absolutely. We need to do everything we can to support that great project. Carla Sharp, founding director of the Space Development Agency of South Africa and currently a business manager at the Square Kilometre Array, waving goodbye to Opportunity.